Chapter 14. The Inferno Revisited. Laura Migliori stood in one of the Fenice's formal reception rooms and stared at the soot-blackened walls. It was January 2000, 4 years after the fire, and the Fenice still had no roof. The theater hall was a muddy pit. Signorina Migliori knew that beneath the grime on the walls of this room, the Dante room, lay the remains of a frescoed panel depicting, of all things, the Inferno. As an art conservator, she had been hired to restore what was left of the 6 frescoes in the room, all scenes from The Divine Comedy. It was not just the flames and the smoke that did all the damage, she said. The firemen had to use shallow, low-tide water to put out the fire, so the frescoes were blasted for hours with muddy salt water. Then you have to remember that without a roof, there has been nothing to protect the walls from years of rain. Where do you begin? I asked. The blackened walls were covered by an oily film. The first thing we'll have to do, she said, even before we wash the mud off, is to secure the fresco. It's become detached from the wall in places. There's about a 1 centimeter space between parts of the fresco and the wall behind it, so first we'll cover it with a thin Japanese paper to keep pieces from falling off. Then we'll inject tiny amounts of plaster through the fresco to fill in the space and bind it to the wall. When that's done, we'll remove the paper and take color samples. Then we'll begin the cleaning process by gently patting it with pads soaked in distilled water mixed with various substances. No one really knows what we'll find, because for the past 25 years, the frescoes have been covered by Virgilio Guidi oil paintings that were mounted on top of them. No one has seen them in all that time, and the only photographs we've found for reference are old and blurry. Laura Migliori could not begin the restoration immediately. Work on the Fenice had come to a complete stop in February 1998, when the court canceled the contract won by Fiat Impregilo, 8 months after they had started. The contract was given to the second-place bidder, Holtzman Romagnoli. But the resumption of work was delayed by the purchase of the privately owned apartments, approval of plans, and tangled contractual negotiations. It was not until 16 months later that construction finally got started again, and it went badly from the first day. Disagreements arose over money, scheduling, and changes in the structural plan mandated by the city. Then, in November 1999, barely 5 months after work had resumed, Holtzman, the German half of the Holtzman-Romagnoli Consortium, announced that it was on the edge of bankruptcy.